News release. Governor Jared Polis, Denver. Yesterday, Governor Jared Polis provided an update on the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, efforts to increase monoclonal treatment, vaccinations, and boosters, and also shared tips on how Coloradans can celebrate Thanksgiving safely. Governor Polis discussed that among Coloradans who are hospitalized with COVID, 16.2%, 256, are vaccinated individuals, 84%, 1,320, are unvaccinated, and continue to urge Coloradans to get vaccinated. We have a lot to be thankful for, and the vast majority of people in our state are working to end the pandemic. But the virus does not care who you are, and we continue to urge Coloradans to get themselves and their children vaccinated, get boosted, avoid large indoor gatherings, and wear masks indoors, especially ahead of and during the holidays, said Governor Polis. As governor of the entire state, I understand that what might work for one community may not work for another, so we are glad counties across the state are working on the best way to keep all of our communities safe. Booster doses are a critical way to remain protected. Third doses are recommended for those 6 months past their second dose of the vaccine, or 2 months past the Johnson & Johnson shot. All adults are eligible for a booster. If you are unable to find a booster appointment, please call 1-877-268-2926 to receive help scheduling your appointment. Additionally, Coloradans can visit covid19.colorado.gov/vaccine to find a local provider. The administration continues working to scale up vaccine capacity, including but not limited to the large-scale sites below. Douglas County Fairgrounds 250 per day. Expanding to 1,000 per day by 1126. Pueblo Mall 250 per day. Expanding to 1,000 per day in the near future. Chapel Hills Mall 250 per day. Expanding to 1,000 per day by 1126. Jefferson Marketplace expanding to 250 per day by 1126 or 1127. Ball Arena will be able to administer 500 per day. 12 halves to 12 fifteenths, except 12 eighths. Coloradans should try to limit their Thanksgiving gathering to only vaccinated individuals, but if this is not possible, gatherings should be held outside to limit the spread of COVID. Additionally, prior to attending a Thanksgiving dinner, rapid COVID-19 tests or a PCR test will ensure a person is not currently infected with COVID before gathering with others. To find the closest testing site, visit covid19.colorado.gov/testing or call 1-877-268-2926. The governor also discussed ways the administration is working to make monoclonal antibody treatment available to Coloradans that test positive for COVID. Colorado is already working with over 160 monoclonal providers and has deployed 5 mobile buses across the state. An additional 5 buses will be available starting in early December. The state is also working with Health and Human Services to make monoclonal antibody treatment available at UC Health in Loveland, Parkview Hospital in Pueblo, and Family Medical West Clinic in the Mesa, Fruta area. These sites will issue up to 900 doses each week. Coloradans no longer need a doctor's referral to receive monoclonal antibody treatment after CDPHE issued a standing order clarifying that individuals who meet the eligibility criteria for monoclonal antibody therapies may seek treatment at a state-led, partnered site or with an enrolled provider. Data shows this treatment can reduce the likelihood of COVID-19 hospitalizations between 70-80%. Coloradans who think they qualify for this treatment can call 1-877-268-2926 or visit covid19.colorado.gov/monoclonal for more information. View today's press conference.